T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what does this mean for all the players? The county unloads its debt.
And the city, we're not sure, and the A's get 50% ownership of the Coliseum site. This is sort of this Rubik Cube that's going over there to try to get the A's a new ballpark that involves them actually wanting to build it at Howard Terminal, which is at the port, but they want to maintain control and develop the Coliseum site as well.
Yeah, so that's the head-scratcher for a lot of people who just walked into this little Rubik's Cube, is why would the A's care about the Coliseum site if they're trying to abandon it and move to Howard Terminal?
Because the Coliseum site as it is right now is a place where they lease basically space at the Coliseum to play baseball. This would transfer this into a development deal of about, 137 or more acres out there that's on the freeway next to BART, next to a railroad station, next to the air, close to the airport, that could be developed into something bigger and better, supposedly. But, so they say, well, why are you interested in doing that if you're going to build a ballpark and housing down at Howard Terminal? Well, it's the same reason the Giants want to control of the property around their ballpark for development and their building as well, because now these days sports teams are also league development teams. To get the money going from different ways to help finance one ballpark, you build something else over here. But in this case, the county has also been trying to get out of the sports business for some time. When the Raiders returned, they assumed a huge debt to renovate the Coliseum there, a couple $100 million, and we've been paying off it ever since. And it's costing county taxpayers about $10 to $13 million a year. This offer by the A's would take that off. They'd be able to pay off their debt.
So it's like you can burn the mortgage note.
There,
right?
You go. Yeah. We're out of here. And they said, okay, so you can work it out with the city, because ultimately A's and the city are going to have to work it out. Now, this isn't the first time the A's have made the offer. They made the offer last year to buy the entire Coliseum site, but the city doesn't want to relinquish its half of it, and they actually wanted the county's half. But the county said, okay, so give us some $87 million for it, and it's yours. City doesn't have that money. So they were trying to figure out some kind of way, and this was when the Raiders were there, that you could transfer it over or pay it off over time. I think the county just said, look, we're not in the sports business. We're going to get out of the sports business. And if somebody's willing to buy it that's a sports team, let's do it and help them keep them here.
Okay, so the ball then in the city of Oakland's court, does it want to help with this deal, block this deal,
Remains to be seen. Mayor Libeshev says she's interested in talking, she's interested in looking, but she has questions about whether or not the county can just sell it on its own. It's one of those mixed things. Where are you actually sitting on it? How's this going to affect a relationship with the A's? We're going to see that as well as this goes on. It's and by the way, in the background is, if Howard Terminal doesn't work out, then the Coliseum site would have been the third pick. Howard was the second. So all of this is at play, Stan. Everybody's kind of sitting there saying it's moving ahead. The A's are moving ahead. The county officials say it's a good sign that the team wants to stay here one way or another and work something out. Other people are saying it's the first step to sort of a stripped-down remamp of the Coliseum to make it a baseball stadium, and we'll see what happens there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.